Hi, everybody. I'm speaking to you from my backyard. It's March, but it's California, so it's really nice out, even though it's kind of an overcast day. Everything is really nice and soft out here. And it's been a while. I've been having a really, really good and really hard time, too. All the things that used to drive me, like success and achievement and notability and all that, it doesn't drive me anymore. That way of living where you're just like so tired, but you just like you don't stop. Oh, you just keep pushing. And anyway, I can't do that anymore. So I'm trying to shift that, which is, you know, when you work the way I have worked, you can pretend that it's for fortune or fame or whatever. And of course, to a degree it is, but really, truly underneath that, it's so that you don't have to feel all the things that you're afraid of, all the fear and angst and pain and things that you hold and that you don't want to, you know, feel. And so you just like, you know, you just like shove it down by just piling on work and things to do. And I got to volunteer at school and I got to do this and I got to pick up the that and I got to get the cake and I got to get the got to get a story and I got to have another story and I always got to have a story and it's always got to be good and I always got to be a good mom too. And I got to do it, got to go do it. And I know so many people. I don't know if it's just me and my friends, but I don't think it is because I hear from you guys a lot. And it's just, I know so many of us for whom this is really not working. And so I'm trying to shift that, but it also requires you to allow all the feelings that you've been trying to keep at bay by being essentially a workaholic, right, for all those years. Like you can pretend other people did it to you in one way or another, but really you did it to yourself and you know it. I've been doing a lot of yoga. And I've been teaching myself piano, which I've always wanted to know how to play piano. And I've been approaching my work in a different way. I'm working on stories and I really like it. And I hope it'll be worth the wait. I'm really gonna try to bring back stuff that comes from the heart, you know, just purely from the heart. And I hope it'll be worth waiting for. I hope you guys will stick around. I'm scared that you won't. Sometimes I get so many angry emails about like how lame I am for not putting out more stories. And I do know that I have been a huge crybaby in the last year. And, but like, I kept trying to push against it and it wasn't working. And for some reason I can't keep that pace right now because it kills my joy in the stories. And taking my time has also just been so nice. Like even though I'm crying a lot, I'm also like happier than I've ever been. I love my yard. And you know, Paul and I moved in together a little more than a year ago. It was a year ago in December with our three kids. And it's just been so awesome. I mean, it's also been a super intense year, especially with me going through all of this and kind of losing it, like increasingly throughout the year of just from stress. And that felt super scary because we both work for the show mostly, right? He makes all the music and mixes it and all of that. So you know, if I stop doing the show, like, there goes the financial foundation, not just for my part of the mortgage, but also for his part of the mortgage, largely, not entirely, right? And we just had put every penny into this house, so, like, there were no reserves, right? So that was, like, brought up a lot of fear and the kind of guilt on my part. And it also kind of made us examine all of our dynamics and, like, the patterns you fall into are the roles and the expectations and which ones are actually working for you and which ones are not. And that's been super interesting and rewarding. And, you know, our kids are 8, 10, and almost 12, and there are just not that many more years where they're at this awesome, awesome age. And I just have been doing some teaching to just kind of, you know, make some money. And Paul's been doing some other freelance work and scoring for some people and some things. And so we're kind of like scraping it together. And I also applied for a loan. So, I'm almost out of recording time, but maybe that's good because I'm kind of rambling. But I'm loving this time with the kids and with Paul, having more time with them. And I'm loving having more time with myself. And I don't know. I don't know if I should put this out in the world. I'm sure some of you are going to hate it if I do. And I can already hear the criticisms. You know, who is this whiny first world bitch with first world problems? Has she no perspective on, like, genuine suffering? She's sitting in her beautiful yard in, like, Southern California. And I honestly might feel like that if it were, you know, if I weren't the person doing it. But here's the thing that I've been thinking about lately, which is that, yes, first world problems are not real problems compared to other kinds of problems, right? The things we often refer to as first world problems. But there's another reality, which is that there's something very soul-crushing, maybe, about the way we live in the first world, which is a total cliche. Like, it's not a novel thought, right? But I don't know. There's just something where it's like, no, we don't have any real problems, right? Compared to people who are going through famines or wars or awful, awful stuff. And I know we're so spoiled compared to that. But there's also a sickness in the way that we all live, where every parent I see just has, like, this frantic look in their eyes because they're stressed out. And it's just such a cliche, but I have come to somehow live that cliche. Like, I suddenly found that it was not working for me. What I want to do is I want to build up a season of stories and then release them with, like, some frequency, you know, rather than just have constant deadlines. I want to kind of build up to something and then kind of have time to plan it a little bit and have some stories that don't work out, you know? I've been having a couple of stories that didn't work out recently, you know? And it was just nice to be like, you know what, that story didn't work, instead of like, no, but I got to post something, you know, in 8 days, so I got to make it work somehow. And anyway, so that part's been totally awesome. I'm just loving working in this way, but I'm just not ready to, like, have deadlines and all of that yet, you know, and kind of, yeah, I just am not. So, but yeah, I mean, it opens up a lot of stuff, right? It opens up a lot of stuff, and that's part of what's hard, because it's not hard to stop working like I was, you know, in that hectic, crazy. Hi, I ran out of recording time. This is turning into such a long ramble, and I think what I'm just going to do is give it to Paul. Just give it to him and say, like, is there any value to putting this out in the world, you know? But I am definitely working on stories and trying to do some really good, really good stuff, you know? Good shit for you guys. So there you have it. Talk soon.